Good evening.
Good evening. Anna.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
So we are in section 3 of the Parsha Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. I'll start with the Lashem Yehud, and we're going to start with verse 15. Lashem Yehud kutcha brechu ish kintebit hilur himud hilud hilur himud. Le'akta Lashem yudhe bovalhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kenenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kenenehu. Umoladtecha dagufa deitkere ilana dechaye deihu dere sar shivtin ilayin umi beit avicha Da shakinta avicha, da kudsha barichu, shenemar gozel, aviv vimo viomer ein pasha, vigomer vein aviv, ela kudsha barichu, vein imo ela kneset Yisrael el haaretz asher arecha dayu hayl alma ad kein sitre Torah. The verse, and from your kindred, means from the body, which is there unpinned, that is called the Tree of Life, and it includes the 12 supernal tribes, which are the secret of the 12 borders. This passage informs us that the soul is an offspring of Zerampin and comes forth from him. The verse, and from your father's house, refers to the Shekhinah, which is called the house. Your father means the Holy One, blessed be he, who is there on pin. As it is written, he who steals from his father or his mother and says it is no transgression. His father is none other than the Holy One, blessed be he, and his mother is none other than the congregation of Israel, which is the Nukva. The words to the land that I will show you refer to this world to which the soul is sent. This is the end of the Sitrei Torah. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it's really given us all the code words. The journey of the soul from Zerampin to Malchut, to the Nukva. When it said the verse, he who steals from his father or his mother says it is no transgression, I remember reading a long time ago when I was learning the blessings, the food blessings, you know, that by partaking of a food without a blessing is as if you stole from Hashem. And that always stayed on my mind. So. And that's what I thought of when you read that translation.
It is a clear message from the sages and in the Talmud. If you eat without saying a blessing, you are stealing from Hashem. Mm-hmm. If you eat, become satisfied, and do not say the after blessing, you are stealing from Hashem.
I hadn't heard that before, other than just a few, you know, when we started talking about the final waters again. But I've never heard it associated with that. But so many don't know about the final waters. I guess that's going to be coming up since we're hearing it. Of course, we've been hearing it for several years, but I think it's gone from just hearing to hearing.
Well, it's in the parasha of Ekev, so we read it last week, and there's only four sections in Ekev, and we've gone over all of them. So we didn't really pay attention to Ekev last week because we're trying to finish as much of the Zohar we can as rapidly as we can, and then we can really go back over it a second time, which is what it's always good to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm still on Vatkanon. I can't get off of Vatkanon.
Well, we're coming up on Elul, so the first parasha in Elul is always Shoftim, which is all about the gates. But there's a lot more in Shoftim that we'll start to do.
Yeah. The Ari's writings on the parashot are just, they are really revealing.
They are. They are. I'm just trying to fit in the analysis for the year 5779 and the Ari's writings. And also I need to start doing the Tikkuni Zohar again. So my list is full, thank God.
Yeah, okay.
Are there any other questions? Malka?
No, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we'll go to verse 16. Vayomer Hashem el Avram Maketiv le'ela Vayamat Haran Al Pnei Terach Aviv Vegomer Mayirya Haka Ela Adhahu Yomalahawa Barnash Vatamit Bechaye Avo Barda Dekad Itrame Avram Lenora It Ketel Haran Uginda Na Nefaku Mitaman. What is written before the verse? Hashem said to Adam, the words, and Haran died before his father, Terach. And he asked, of what does he want to inform us by saying before his father, Terach? If you claim that before means during his father's lifetime, this cannot be, for had no other person until that day died during his father's lifetime besides Haran. Nevertheless, in all other incidents, the word before is not used. For example, when Abel died during the lifetime of Adam, his father, and when Hanoch, who was taken by Elohim during the lifetime of Yared, his father, and he explains that when Abraham was thrown to the fire, Haran was killed. Because of this, they left Ur of the Chaldeans. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I don't understand that word before. It's not used. It's used one time, and then it's not used again. I need to reread it again.
What? Is it in the sight of his father, before his father life? His father saw his death?
Well, it's asking. It's really saying, why does the Torah say, Hashem said to Avram, And before that, it's saying in Haran, died before his father, Terah. So it's at, the question is, what does it mean that Haran died before his father? Was he in the sight of, as you said? Was it because he died before Terah died? How can we understand the idea? And if the Midrash the book of Jastrow, I think it is, but it really means the straight story, the straight book. Jasper is the name of the Midrash.
Jasper, yeah.
So what it says in Jasper, if my memory serves correct, and I'm paraphrasing, is that Terah was a counselor to Nimrod. He was an important man in the hierarchy of the city and of Nimrod's plans. And Abraham had grown up offended by what his father did for a living, and what he did for a living is what brought him to the attention of Nimrod, and what he did for a living was build idols. And so he became important because he was building idols, and his idols seemed to work. So now along comes Abraham, who's fomenting trouble for Nimrod, because he's saying Nimrod's not a god, and you know, and the idols you're worshiping are meaningless, and you should follow Hashem. So Nimrod arrests Abraham, and Terah is in a quandary, or as in modern age, he weighed in like any good father would. But Nimrod said to him, essentially, don't weigh in on this subject if you want to maintain your position. So Nimrod stood in judgment of his son Abraham, and his brother Haran was watching along with the rest of the crowd, and Nimrod sentenced him to be thrown into the fire. And so Terah and Haran are watching Abraham be thrown into the fire. And in the morning, Abraham is still alive. And Haran sees this and says, I'm going to follow my brother, and I'm going to follow Hashem. But he is thrown into the fire for his fomenting, and he dies because he doesn't have the certainty in Hashem that Abraham has. So after Haran dies, which was before the eyes of his father, but also it was before the death of his father, the family voted to follow Abraham and leave Ur Chasdim to go to the other city, which I always forget the name. And that's what this verse is telling, is really connecting to the Midrash from Jasper and explaining all of that. But in the process, it's explaining what the word Penei, which means before. And if you look at the word Penei, you have the mouth, the pay, you have the falling, the nun, and then the yud. Well, the yud is Hashem. With your mouth, fall before Hashem. That's the meaning of the word Penei. The meaning of the word before.
So the father is Hashem.
So now that I've made everything clear as mud.
No, I think we were familiar with Abraham and the idols and Nimrod putting him in the fire, but I don't think we've ever, if we did, we've forgotten that Haran and the other were watching, you know, that they were present there too. And I don't remember ever Haran being thrown in the fire. So, we just didn't know about that part of the Midrash. So I did get the book of Jasper early part of the summer, and it's still sitting on my coffee table. I haven't opened it yet because I've had just keep having company. So.
Do you remember that Hur is Abraham's nephew?
Yeah.
And Hur dies at the time. Hur was killed by the Arab Rav as they're trying to get to Aaron to build the golden calf.
Mm-hmm.
And the Midrash in Jasper explains that Aaron was also supposed to die. By doing that, he would be dying Kiddush Hashem, and he would have prevented the golden calf from being built. But because he didn't choose to die, and he chose to try and ameliorate and try and work it out with them, that the golden calf got built. And this is all built into the book of Jasper. So if you haven't read it, a lot of it wouldn't come be clear to you.
Okay.
And you're going to find that fairly common throughout the book of Genesis. If you don't know the Midrash from the book of Jasper, it becomes a little difficult to follow some of the aspects of what the Zohar is teaching.
Okay. And Panay is the Aramaic word for before light. I mean, that's in the verse, so I see it. Because isn't the Hebrew his name?
The word Panay means before, both in Hebrew and in Aramaic.
Okay.
This is the end of the section, so if you don't have questions, if everything seems as clear as mud, then we'll pick it up next week with section 4.
Okay.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.